This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's circle back to the rest of this story from Illinois. This is from IllinoisPolicy.org. The headline is, ownership of bars and restaurants has also declined over 70%. And that's not including some of the other businesses besides restaurant and bars, which apparently are around 61%. While the increases in employment in any area of the economy are a positive sign, they're referring to the big corporations seeing a bit of an uptick in hiring while all the small businesses have had to shutter. These trends reveal the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 and state-mandated lockdowns on small businesses. Making matters even worse, Illinois has experienced two consecutive months of payroll declines. Even as the rest
now, what does that mean? Does that mean that they've been trimming jobs? Is that what a payroll decline is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's a different way of measuring employment, right? Instead of unemployment, which we know there's so many different ways to slice and dice what when the government and the media say, well, unemployment is up or down. There's so many different ways to slice and dice that. A different way of looking at unemployment is seeing how many people are getting a paycheck this, you know, 2 weeks or this month versus the same time last year. That's a payroll decline. Even as the rest of the nation continues its recovery, more than 100,000 Illinois folks gave up their job search altogether last month.
Wow. I guess they're going on welfare.
Yeah. Many of the industries that remain the most affected are industries that will be most tightly restricted under the Tier 3 mitigation measures. Now, we're not familiar with these tier systems here in New Hampshire, but in like Great Britain, for example, they have a tiered sort of system. In some of the states, they use these other tiers to designate either like a high population area or what they think is a high risk area. Oh, no, those guys are Tier 2, and you know, you're only a Tier 1 and all this kind of stuff.
Tier's also a prison term.
It certainly is, as well as is lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
New mitigation efforts include restrictions on bars and restaurants that close their indoor facilities and occupancy limits on health and fitness centers, hotels, recreational services, and manufacturing businesses. Rising cases of COVID and increased restrictions on economic activity will likely result in further job losses. And business closures, again, as was the case under similar circumstances in the spring.
Merry Christmas, kids. Your dad just lost his job.
Happy holidays. Not only can you not, go out and order, Chinese if you burn the turkey or the ham or whatever, but you likely can't afford one either.
Well, they are still allowing takeout, so the Chinese places are probably doing okay.
Oh, that's true.
Because they already had a strong takeout business.
But you can't go and sit down and eat there because they've closed the internal.
No, you can't. And it's not just in Illinois. These things, these restaurant restrictions, we're seeing them pop up all over the place. There was another article about, I think it was Los Angeles, also banning outdoor eating, even though there's absolutely no evidence, according to the story I was looking at, there's no evidence whatsoever that COVID is, you know, easily able to pass outdoors. But, you know, they're shutting it down anyway. Abundance of caution.
You know,
what on God's green earth are these people up to?
I don't know.
It's like watching a Bond villain. It's just destruction for the sake of destruction.
Segueing back to a thought that I had actually last night, it was myself, Richie Rich, and Peakless Mountaineer doing the show last night, and we had talked about, again, the the bit about the extreme marine quarantine came up, where it seems to me that it's been proven that quarantine, including masking and extreme measures of, you know, sanitizing everything at every step of the way, you know, going overboard with all of your, you know, bleaching of things and Lysoling of things and all that kind of stuff, had you know, no impact, or at least, you know, there was no difference between not doing any of those things as far as the rate of spread of COVID was concerned. And
it was the rate was no lower. The spread was no lower.
It wasn't any higher without doing those things. And in fact, Peakless Mountaineer he pointed out that in fact it went down a little bit with the extreme quarantine measures. Right? Now, I don't know if it was an appreciable amount, but it did go down a little bit. So the harder you lock down, the harder you quarantine, according to the extreme marine quarantine, it actually increases the rate of spread just a little bit. So I was thinking about that on the drive over to the studio today, and I was like, if that is true, and that extreme quarantine measures actually slightly increase the rate of spread of sickness, then it's actually the masked people who are killing grandma.
Well, they won't agree with that. They don't want to see it that way.
Well, they don't have to agree with it.
They feel like they're doing something by putting on this mask.
Sure.
When, as has been observed many a time, they're constantly touching and constantly readjusting the mask.
Absolutely.
And they're not washing their hands after every single time they touch the mask.
Yep.
So therefore, they're actually likely spreading whatever it is they have even further and onto more surfaces and onto more whatevers.
Yeah. But it occurred to me that, like, all of this mask shaming, whatever, is actually wrong. It's the opposite.
Well, I'm not going to shame somebody because they're wearing a mask.
No, me neither.
That's not something that I'm going to do. It's your face. You can do whatever you want with it. But I will say that I think that it is harming people. I think it's harming society. I think it's harming the human experience. I was just in Walmart today and walking about, and of course everybody in the store, almost everyone, I did find one guy that didn't have a mask on, and I complimented him.
Did they, you know, the Walmart usually has the greeters. I haven't been into Walmart in a long time. Did they say something to you?
This guy's recognizing me now, and he didn't say anything.
Okay.
He just gave me a nod. But he had said to me on two previous occasions, "You got a mask?" or some sort of something about mask. I don't pay close attention. I'm just walking by, and I usually just say, "No thanks," and just walk in. And that's the end of it.
Good
on
you.
You know, it's just the experience of going around and having people with masks on is so antisocial. It makes you feel unwelcome, and it makes you feel disconnected from people. Now,
agreed.
Now, I understand that you don't have a good connection with the people that you're walking around Walmart with generally anyway, but it's just that much stranger to not be able to see anyone smile, to see people sort of going out of their way to avoid you or to look at you funny or whatever, and it just has a different vibe to it.
Yeah.
Whereas I've, you know, more likely in the past would do something like make eye contact and say hello to somebody. And I actually made a point of saying hello to a couple of the employees, just, you know, to say, be nice, right, to give them a smiling face or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just there was a couple of employees where it was just it felt so weird. And
I think you're onto something, because for so long, at least in my life, and probably yours too, maybe everybody sitting here today, wearing a mask has been associated with up to no good, right? You're going to rob a bank. You wear a mask, right? The bandits tied the little thing around their face, right?
Yeah.
You know, folks who didn't want to show their face, generally up to no good, right? And so that's sitting in the back of everybody's mind, right? Even to this day. And even though now they've said, oh, masks are required or whatever it is that the government is saying, when you go into a place like a store where everybody's masked up, you now have this adversarial expectation,
right?
Because that's the expectation.
Am I going to get challenged?
Right. You know, so even the little interactions you would have, like, you know, oh, you cut somebody off, or maybe you bumped into somebody's cart or whatever, and normally it's a pleasant, oh, excuse me, pardon me, I didn't see you there, or whatever, that kind of thing. I could see how that could become a more adversarial experience now, just because people are wearing masks.
Yeah, it dehumanizes. I'm sorry for all the people that are, you know, out there thinking this is somehow a pro-human thing to wear masks, because that's the way it's being sold, right? Like, oh, you want to help people, you want to wear a mask.
That's the gaslighting that you're being sold.
But the reality is, I think, very, very different. I think it is very anti-human. I think it is antisocial. And it's not only is it hurting just the average person in their experience, but it is doing uncounted damage to young people, especially kids. I can't even imagine how effed up these kids are going to be from having to do this.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if they turned out kind of better because they may figure out earlier that the government is not to be trusted.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by D.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. and it is Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk show program, also streaming and on satellite radio somewhere, where you can call and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you would like to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I want to know what the fork is going on with ForkFest 2021.
It's going to happen, man. It's going to be great, I think.
You can join the liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th.
Good plan.
Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? I can't think of a better place. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people. You can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
True.
Especially since, well, you know, we were just discussing off air that, you know, the entertainment industry basically doesn't exist right now. I mean, outside of a few, you know, television shows and movies.
That exist to manipulate us does.
Well, right.
Yeah.
But outside of, you know, TV shows and movies that were sort of already in the works.
Mm-hmm. They are making some new TV series.
A few.
That is happening. In fact, there's articles out there about how, I had one in show prep a few weeks ago, but we didn't get to it, about how, like, The Walking Dead is filming now with COVID-restricted filming, and they're bragging about all the extra stuff.
Are the zombies going to be running around wearing masks?
I don't think so, but they're not going to show, I don't think.
I mean, I don't mean in, like, regular life like we see now, the zombies running around with masks. I mean in the TV show The Walking Dead.
No, I don't think it's the maskiness is not going to likely invade the plot of the show, but they, at least I hope not, but they are, you know, bragging about all the behind-the-scenes things they're doing to distance from one another and et cetera, et cetera. Every company, right, even the movie companies, they got to brag to their customers and their buyers about how safe, we're so safe now, look how safe we are here on the Walking Dead set. And it's pretty sad, but that's what's going on.
I just want to take a minute.
I always love to, you know, watch pussies act.
I just want to take a minute because I want to make sure I say this on the air. I haven't heard anybody say this, but here's how we get out of this mess.
Okay.
Everybody take off your masks, unless you really want to wear one. And then everybody just go ahead and open all your businesses.
Okay, everybody's not going to do those things.
I know, but that's...
Nobody will.
That's how we get out of this thing.
Yeah, you could probably get out of it with 10%.
Yeah,
you don't have to shoot for everybody. Yeah. I mean, you can shoot for everybody, but you're never going to get there.
I don't want to shoot everybody.
No. Four.
Oh, shoot four. Yeah.
Like shoot for the moon.
Aim as in.
Like shoot for the moon, get over the fence, that kind of thing.
I just wanted to say it because it seems to me that that is the way to go about getting out of this, even if... You know, the leaders, if you will, or the goons, as we like to refer to them as, in government. Like, if they really wanted to get out of this mess, all they would do is let nature take its course.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're not, we've seen time and time again, the extreme marine quarantine proves that these extreme lockdown measures really don't do anything to slow the spread.
Well, there's no evidence that they want to get out of this mess. They are the ones who created the mess.
Right.
I'm not saying they created COVID. That's a whole other question, but... They created the lockdown.
It certainly is a coincidence that it popped up in the shadow of literally the only known bioweapons lab in China.
Indeed. It is suspicious. But, you know, lift the restrictions, open your businesses, take off your masks, let nature take its course, because guess what? More than 99% of us are going to recover from it.
Yeah, color me unconcerned.
So, you know, they're... to me, there's no reason why we can't just get back to normal. You know, let people get sick at the rate they're going to get sick, and then, you know, it'll be done.
I feel like there's a much greater risk from local, state, and federal government actors possibly destroying your life and killing you or putting you in a jail cell than there is coming down with some disease that you're probably going to survive.
I hate it when that happens.
Do we need some good news?
Yes, let's hear it. Well, I mean, we already had good news earlier. Bitcoin's hit a record high.
I don't know how good a news this is, but I felt it might be good if it goes through. This is from Forbes.com. Congress set to a vote. Okay, apparently this writer doesn't.
Pretty
right.
Bad title.
Congress set to vote on MORE Act the first week of December. If you don't know what the MORE Act is, I'm going to tell you. It's the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019.
Okay.
It has has been set for vote by Congress between December 2nd and 4th of 2020, so just a few days away. The MORE Act, sponsored by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, decriminalizes marijuana at the federal level and allows the states to set their cannabis regulation policies. A significant highlight of the bill includes expungements of convictions for many federal marijuana-related offenses and a 5% commercial cannabis tax towards communities affected by the war on drugs.
A federal sales tax.
Yeah, federal sales tax.
So they're going to tax us to pay for the damage they did
right.
With the war on drugs.
The taxpayer always loses, as we know, so of course. What I deem the good news is the expungement of federal marijuana-related offenses.
How many items, before we go on, are taxed federally? I mean, you know, cell phones and phone lines obviously have federal taxes on them. Just trying to think offhand. I mean, gasoline, that's going to have a federal tax on it.
What about automobile sales?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never really bought a brand new car, so I can't speak to that. But how many of them, of the federal taxes, how many of them are collected at the level of the consumer, meaning at checkout, at retail? How many of those taxes are collected then versus at the wholesaling or the manufacturing levels?
All I can say is what I know about what happened in Seattle as far as the marijuana industry is concerned, and that is that the state of Washington taxed each level. So the growers were taxed, the distributors were taxed, and then the retailers were taxed all
sure.
At around 50%.
I thought it was 25%, but
maybe it equated to 50%
after it was all said and
done. Yeah, maybe it was.
But that was a state tax.
But it was really
right?
high.
I mean, it's not uncommon for states to tax business
right.
at the retail level, but federal retail taxes, that seems fairly unusual to me. Maybe I'm just not thinking of them off the top of my head, but if you can think of one, let us know at 855-450-FREE.
Please do. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about the MORE Act and the possibility of federal legalization of marijuana coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds and tell them AnyPay sent you because they're on the fence right now and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two more states certified their election results Monday, both being wins for former Vice President Joe Biden. Arizona and Wisconsin certified their results while President Trump's legal team held a hearing on election integrity in Arizona, where the president's lawyers urged several state lawmakers in attendance to investigate alleged voting fraud in their state. President Trump, phoning into the hearing, said he and his team would not stop fighting for the election and promised more legal actions in other states.
Well, I will tell you, we are going We're taking it up all the way. We have additional cases being filed probably tomorrow in Wisconsin and in Georgia. And they're good cases. They're very strong cases by great lawyers and with great facts. And Arizona will not forget what Ducey just did. We're not going to forget the people of Arizona.
This is USA Radio News. The U.S. is sending an envoy to the Middle East to try to broker a deal in a years-old dispute. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump has sent an envoy to the Middle East to continue bringing peace and stability to the region. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team will travel to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks aimed at resolving the dispute between neighboring Gulf countries. About 3 years ago, blockades of sea and airspace were enacted by Saudi Arabia against Qatar, accusing the island nation of supporting terrorism and working with Iran's dirty deeds. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers game that was originally scheduled for Thanksgiving night has been moved again. The game will now kick off at 3:40 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday afternoon. All three of the game's postponements are a result of a coronavirus outbreak among Ravens players and staff. Baltimore had another positive test on Monday, which was the ninth straight day that a Ravens player had tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. It is the live radio talk show program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Ian, you had asked a question of our callers. And during, I could only find some major examples. The five major ones of federal tax are highway tax, aviation tax, tobacco, alcohol, and health.
Yeah, but I don't think tobacco, excise tax, I don't think you're paying the federal tax, you know, at the register. It's been likely built into the price of the wholesale is my guess, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, the people who are selling tobacco and beer or whatever in convenience stores and elsewhere, they may be collecting a sales tax if their state has a sales tax, but I don't think that they're collecting any kind of federal tax for that. I think that's already been paid at the wholesale level. That's my guess, but I've never been in those businesses.
I suspect you are correct, but I've never owned one of those businesses, so I can't speak intelligently.
And it's not clear if they're talking about putting a sales tax on here. It says a 5% commercial cannabis tax.
Right.
So what does that mean? Because it's commercial, does that mean it's at the wholesaler level? How does that work out exactly? And can New Hampshire, if New Hampshire, for instance, legalizes cannabis,
mm-hmm.
they have decrim in New Hampshire, and actually I kind of like the idea of just decriminalizing it all the way down to no penalty whatsoever.
Well, real decriminalization, not this fake decriminalization where, like, yeah, it's still a law on the books, but they make it the lowest priority of prosecution.
Yeah, it's not there yet. We're not even that far with decrim, Captain. They still, it's, I don't know what the priority of it is, but they can still fine you $100 for possession of under 3/4 of an ounce here in New Hampshire. But it is, it does seem to be a lot better than it used to be as far as enforcement of those things is concerned.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if could New Hampshire say, you know what, we're not going to collect that tax. We're not going to force our companies that are creating cannabis here in New Hampshire to collect the 5%.
Right.
What are you going to do, feds?
And what exactly do they mean by a 5% commercial cannabis tax towards communities affected by the war on drugs? I mean, aren't all communities affected by that?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like, and so
somebody's going to get politically benefited on that one.
Right. Who decides who these communities are and aren't?
Kamala Harris. She wrote the bill.
Yeah. I'll take some reparations. I did a year and a half.
Right.
You're not a community.
Well, I am if you consider the microorganisms.
He could identify as a community. He could identify as a community.
Ah, excellent.
You know,
excellent, yes.
Perhaps. Other provisions include, this is more about the Moore Act.
I just won't identify as late for dinner.
Please don't. Other provisions include opportunities for cannabis businesses and expansion for medical cannabis with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Can you imagine the VA screwing up marijuana for the veteran?
They will.
They could screw up a wet dream.
I mean, the VA itself is full of horrible stories about all sorts of fun things like scalpels getting left inside patients after surgeries, things of that nature. I can't imagine them doing
Remember,
any
no matter how bad COVID may get, there's still more people killed by medical malpractice every single year.
Initially set for September, the vote was pushed back due to Congress responding to creating a coronavirus aid package first before promoting the legalization agenda pre-election. As a response, when making the vote to later in the year, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said in a statement from roll call, "The MORE Act remains a critical component of House Democrats' plan for addressing systemic racism and advancing criminal justice reform." How does legalization of marijuana become a critical component of addressing systemic racism?
Well, I mean, for one thing, one of the big things that they hide behind when they harass black folks is the drug laws.
That's true. You know. The increase in bipartisan support has left many stakeholders with the bill's backing and its potential. Blah, 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 blah. This is
so are they going to reschedule? Is that what this bill proposes?
It was rescheduled.
Sure.
It was originally scheduled for September, and now it is set to be voted on sometime between December 2
and
4.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant the scheduling of the drugs.
Specifically, Schedule 1, 2,
Schedule
or whatever
1,
is, right.
Yeah, marijuana, cannabis is in Schedule 1, which means there's no medically accepted benefit for the products in that particular category, which is ridiculous, but that's where it is.
I have not read the proposed bit. I have not read the MORE Act to have an idea.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they mentioned that in the story.
I'm scrolling now because I really, the rest of this is just blah, 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 politician.
Yeah, it sucks to read what they
have
to say.
Yada. I don't care for any of these people and what they have to say. The only thing I do want to say about this is, and I said this in Washington too, when I lived out there and they legalized marijuana. In Washington State, despite the fact that marijuana recreationally is legal and there are marijuana retailers popping up everywhere, in fact, the marijuana retailers were classified as essential during the great lockdown of 2020.
Well, I don't disagree with them, but I think everyone's essential.
But what I want to say is
I'll
this.
I'll tell you, anybody with courage is essential about now.
What I want to say is this. In the state of Washington, there are still people in jail for what is now legal. That is, the recreational use or just even holding on to a little bit of the green leafy substance known as marijuana that are still in frickin' jail. Let those people out. You want more money for your budget, politicians? How about you release everybody who's in jail on a marijuana charge? Everybody. How about you release everybody who's in jail on a non-violent charge of any kind? There's your extra frickin' money for whatever your new initiative is that you so badly need. Instead of continuing to rape the taxpayers, let peaceful people out of frickin' prison.
So the good news here is that according to the Congressional Research Service, which is a government office, they have a piece about this Moore Act. It was written on November 25th. The piece about the act, obviously was written a long time ago. It was actually introduced in 2019. But according to this story, they are, in this particular act, presuming it's not amended or whatever, it would remove marijuana from the schedule of controlled substances. So not deschedule, or not to reschedule it, but to deschedule it, to take it off of the schedule entirely, which
so
would leave it completely to the states. And if they actually did that, it would be really interesting because, you know, I'm not getting my hopes up or anything like that, although if they do pass this and Trump signs it, that would be a good legacy for him. If they do this, my understanding of the way the New Hampshire drug statutes work is the New Hampshire drug statutes basically say the drugs that are prohibited in New Hampshire are what are on the federal schedule.
Oh.
So there's not a prohibition of cannabis. This is what the Weed Clause was talking about years ago.
Yeah.
Bob Constantine, who we actually happened to run into yesterday.
Except if you look at the statute, though, I don't know if you've read it recently, it does talk about specific drugs in the RSA.
Oh, really? Okay, because that's what he had told me. So.
Well, there's... It talks about federal law as well, but I think it's more it's always more complex than they give it credit for because, you know, they make it as confusing, as incomprehensible as they can.
Well, I'm sad I missed Weed Clause.
Yeah, well, he's talking about coming out.
I'll tell you, really, if the drug warriors need to be tried for crimes against humanity. That's what would happen in a just
world. The government agents who participated in the war on drugs is what you're talking about. Yes.
Yes. They should be tried, and they should be made to suffer for what they did to all of us.
I agree.
Yeah, you're right. There is a prohibition on possession of marijuana in there. Oh, well.
Well, you know, that sucks. 855-450-3733. Have you been adversely affected by marijuana laws? More Free Talk Live coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we are going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to go to London.
Oh, bloody hell.
Pip, cheerio. Some tea and crumpets. A little Doctor Who. No, none of that. Ian, what's going on in London?
Well, people are actually taking to the streets in an anti-lockdown protest with large numbers attending. In fact, so large that they actually arrested over 150 of these people. We're talking about likely thousands of people in the streets, just based on some of the footage that I've seen.
Are they keeping them 6 feet apart in jail?
That's a good question.
Or what about even in the, assumably when they're arresting that large number of people, they have one of these buses to put the people in. I wonder if they're socially distancing their prisoners there.
I don't know about that. You know, ultimately these jails only have so much room. Right. So if you can successfully overwhelm the system with large numbers, they can only put so many of you, whether they're doing social distancing or not,
right,
they can only put so many of them behind bars, which is why having numbers on your side is so important. Because you really can do almost anything that you want to do if you have enough people
right
that are backing you. Whether that be ignore the government or take it down. Once you have enough people on your side, you can do whatever.
Right.
More than 150 arrested, according to TheGuardian.com, as anti-lockdown protesters clashed with police in central London after officers sought to break up the demonstration. They said 155 arrests were made over the weekend for offenses including breaching coronavirus regulations, assaulting a police officer, and possession of drugs. In an often chaotic scenes, hundreds of demonstrators, including a man dressed as Santa Claus, descended on the city center on Saturday afternoon, chanting freedom and causing traffic disruption.
Did they arrest Santa Claus?
I didn't see footage of that, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Officers were attempting to disperse the protesters after the Met argued the demonstration was unlawful under coronavirus bans on gatherings after the removal of the specific protest exemption. So it used to be that protests were exempt.
Right.
They removed that exemption, and so now any sort of gathering whatsoever is prohibited.
They're clamping down on the protesters.
Time for the clamp for the protesters to clamp back.
Officers were attempting to disperse the protesters. Some legal commentators and rights groups, however, believe protests could still be permitted under the reasonable excuse rule in the regulations, and described claims that protests were banned outright as alarming. Well, look, you shouldn't be looking for a loophole to
have your protest,
thread your protest right, yeah. through. You should be just having the protest, and that's what they did. They just went out. They hit the streets. And
when the law is unjust, break the law.
Absolutely. That's what good people would do. Unfortunately, yeah. Americans are too docile. Because this stuff's happening in Germany. It's happening in the UK. Yeah. It's happening in multiple European countries. I don't know what Asia is looking like right now. I haven't heard any stories, but that doesn't mean they're not happening there. But in the United States, I mean, it's crickets.
Yeah, they're well,
and
by way
unusual.
Of comparison. Yeah.
We tend to be historically more fractious than they are most of the time. So I don't know what's wrong with us lately. Maybe we're sick.
Well, I mean, they're sick in mentally, but I don't know if they're sick with COVID or any real sickness. Well,
no, I meant just under the weather and not up to our usual fightingest.
I wouldn't say there's a usual here, nobody. I mean, Americans have been docile for the last, basically my entire adult lifetime. I have not seen significant protest in
more
any...
More docile than Europeans?
Yeah, absolutely. Those Europeans, they get out in the streets. Now, maybe they're socialists and they want more socialism,
right.
But they get out in the streets in a major way. Like, we're talking about... Like, look at Barcelona, for instance, where...
Somehow I don't... maybe that's it. It's just... I don't see how making... How wanting the government to be more your master is
look at the Yellow
protesting
Jackets.
For that. It doesn't strike me.
But that's what they do. I mean, look, if you look at Barcelona in, I'm forgetting the name of the state or whatever.
Mommy, you have to make more rules for me.
Spain, you know what I'm talking about? There's a certain Spain, Spaniard province that wants to secede.
I was talking to a guy on Telegram, and I was, and he was in Italy. We were talking about, and I mentioned they were rioting in Europe, which he didn't seem to know, and then he said something about, well, you know, you guys actually have guns, and I was like, well, bro, yeah, I bet that if you go find some people called the Casa Nostra or operating in your very neighborhood, I'll bet they can find you a weapon at
for sure.
a very reasonable
now,
price.
I was in Seattle for both the WTO protests as well as the Occupy protests, and those were large,
yeah.
But they certainly weren't anything along the lines of, like, you're talking about the Catalonia.
Not thousands,
you know,
not tens of thousands or hundreds of... In Catalonia, you're looking at tens, if not 100,000 plus people were in the streets. And we've seen similar protests like that across Europe. I mean, look at the Yellow Jackets or the Yellow Vests there in France last year. Those were tremendous numbers, thousands upon thousands of people. And it's very rare to see crowds like that.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. America, the United States of America, or the geographic area that is more commonly known as that, is the land of the comfortable.
It is.
It is not the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is the land of the comfortable.
Yeah, very little
it is
evidence.
The land of the fee and the home of the slave.
Yeah,
correct.
That's very accurate. There's very little evidence that people in the United States have
land
have
of
what
the docile and comfortable. And as long as they're docile and comfortable, nothing like that is going to happen.
So the Met, which I believe is that the name for the cops there or something in the UK? I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. They said officers made early interventions to prevent people gathering and urged protesters to return home. They said this included intercepting coaches transporting groups into London, and people who did not turn back were either arrested or issued with fixed penalty notices. Officers faced jeers from demonstrators and chants of shame on you and choose your side as they sought to end the protest and enter crowds to make arrests, some forcibly.
I thought the cops had already chosen their sides. That seemed pretty clear.
They were also pelted with missiles on at least one occasion, according to video
with
footage.
With missiles?
Yeah, I think that's a British term for just anything that's thrown.
I was like, yeah, they're bringing missiles to their protest?
Traffic was temporarily blocked. At one point, green smoke was released as protesters were surrounded by police at the top of Carnby Street. The main crowd of demonstrators appeared to disperse near Piccadilly Circus before reforming elsewhere in the shopping district. Anti-lockdown protest groups had called for supporters to travel to King's Cross, London for the mass protest at midday Saturday. But by the time, by 11 a.m., that location had changed after police had made arrests. So the cops went to where the protesters were going to go and started arresting the people who were arriving there first. And so they changed the location. The protesters were mostly not wearing masks nor social distancing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and which is why it's really refreshing to watch this footage to see people just walking through the streets.
Normal face.
Yeah, and that's what they are doing. They weren't just sitting in one place. They were moving about through the streets. So they were being seen by a lot of people that I imagine were still inside their homes,
right,
which is an interesting tactic. The groups, according to the story here, please ensure you have access to social media throughout the day as the rally will need to be reactive to circumstances. This according to Stand Up X, an anti-lockdown group, in a flyer posted on Telegram. So they're using Telegram to organize this as well, which is interesting. Quote, bring pots, pans, whistles, party horns, and anything you can.
Giant
be heard.
Buckets of tar and feathers, imitation guillotines.
Mm-hmm.
Real guillotines.
So,
they know how to use those things in Europe, or at least they used to.
Well, they don't have firearms, or at least they don't have legal firearms.
Yeah, and, you know, if you guys really are going to ever have any freedom, you're going to have to do something about that, because the reality is your governments will just slaughter you when they get tired of it if you don't have guns.
One protester told Sky News, which is their equivalent of Fox over there, before being moved on by riot police, quote, I got pushed about by police for no reason earlier just because they're squashing up anybody that wants to complain. This is no free country. Another held a placard saying, your fear leads to losing our liberty. While another man waved a Swedish flag. Because they were one of the least restrictive of the European states.
I do want to say that when it comes to people protesting, because... You know, you want more freedom, right? Something has happened. You have less freedom, so you want to protest and get your freedom back, whatever's been taken away. It is important to remember that other people, if you want freedom yourself, you must be tolerant of other people who also want freedom.
Mm.
The price of tolerance is tolerance.
Yeah. You know, you may bump into people that don't act or think like you during these protests in your desire for more freedom, and you must be able to work with them to achieve your goal instead of work against them. We are out of time for today. You can get our archives at freetalklive.com. We're on 7 days a week. Peace.
Sounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.